On Mondays, we read from your emails, and by far the largest response we received last week was during our program on the president's plan to defend the nation against a possible flu pandemic. With so many unanswered questions, we've invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to join us. He's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, and he joins us now from his office in Bethesda, Maryland. Dr. Fauci, nice to have you back on the program.
Good to be back.
Our first question comes from Lloyd Morris in San Diego, California. Have any published studies looked at how fast and which way an outbreak might travel from various possible starting points? What factors might influence rate and direction of spreading?
Well, first of all, right now with the activity that's going on in Southeast Asia, the likelihood, if we're going to have a pandemic with this particular virus, which is the H5N1, which we refer to as the bird flu, it likely will come from Southeast Asia, where the virus will get more efficiently capable of spreading from person to person. And given the ease of air travel and the number of flights that go around the world from Southeast Asia, it likely will come in through air travel by an infected person who would then be infecting other people. And that's not just in the United States. That would be in Europe and Australia, Canada, and places like that. But the origin would very likely be Southeast Asia.
And would you think that there would be any great possibility of stopping these modern-day typhoid Marys before they could spread the disease?
Well, influenza is a very special type of viral infection because it's so easily spread once it gets the capability of going efficiently from human to human. And again, that's not where we are right now with the H5N1, which is extremely inefficient in going from chicken to human or human to human. But once it gets like a standard flu, it's very, very difficult to put the lid on it because it is so easily transmitted from person to person. And that's why you have to resort to general low-tech public health measures. It's referred sometimes to as social distancing, like stay away from crowds, perhaps even close temporarily the schools to keep the children out from being congregated in schools. When you feel sick, don't go to work. If your children are sick, don't send them to school, those types of things. But to contain it, for example, by broad quarantine would likely not work once it's out in the community. That only works when you have a very, very, very early outbreak in an inefficient way. Then something like that can work.
The president said early detection is the first line of defense, which gets us to our next question from Olga Rodriguez. How do you know whether you have bird flu or standard flu?
Well, first of all, not every individual who gets sick with flu is going to have a diagnostic test performed on them. So it's a combination of the epidemiology, as we call it, or the circumstances under which people start getting the flu. If you get outbreaks in certain areas in which there's good diagnostics, like from the CDC, where they can say, well, now the bird flu is actually spreading rapidly from person to person, and then people start getting infected with the flu that clinically looks like the bird flu in its ability to transmit and in its seriousness, you likely, in most people, would make a presumptive diagnosis of the bird flu. But intermittently, there would be screening of people to prove that, in fact, that's what's circulating in society. So it isn't as if every single person is going to get a specific diagnostic test. It'll be the clinical situation within the framework of the particular epidemiology or circumstances that are going on.
And finally, from Marilyn Aldridge in Sacramento, California, she'd like to know, how long do pandemics last?
Well, pandemics generally last about a year to a year and a half, because by that time, everyone that will have gotten sick probably already got sick and the others have built up an immunity. But historically, if you look at the three pandemics in the 20th century, in 1918, which was the most severe, 1968, which was the least severe, and 1957, which was worse than the 68, but not nearly as bad as the 1918, each of those lasted approximately a year, or maybe spilled over a little bit into the next season, but not beyond that.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome. Anytime.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, and he joined us by phone from his office in Bethesda, Maryland. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email, and the address is totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.